Good afternoon, Representative Welch and members of the committee. My name is Hillary Lister, and I live in Athens, Maine, and I've been coming before this committee now for about the past 10 years in regards to construction and demolition debris. On LD 1578, I think there are good parts of it, which is why I'm testifying neither for nor against. However, I am really concerned that sections of it would allow the use of construction and demolition debris to be expanded in Maine at the same time that surrounding states have really been tightening their laws on what is allowed, and I believe that would create more of an incentive of this sort of material to be sent to Maine without addressing the problems that we have been facing from it. Section 12 of LD 1578 directs the DEP to weaken fuel quality standards by increasing the allowance for chromated copper arsenic treated wood. In 2006, Maine's DEP was one of eight Northeast regulatory agencies that participated in the NESCOM report on emissions from burning wood fuels derived from CDD. That report specifically recommended that any state that is setting regulations on the burning of this material eliminate chromated copper arsenic and minimize CDD fines. The report specified that the elimination of treated wood such as CCA wood and pentatreated wood significantly reduces arsenic emissions. Furthermore, fuel standards minimizing contamination from other C&D materials and removing C&D fine material from fuel chips increases fuel quality substantially, resulting in lower metal and other air toxic emissions. If the DEP is going to be doing rulemaking that could potentially weaken these rules, I would echo Representative DeShane's suggestion that this be major substantive rulemaking, because I do believe this is an issue that requires a lot more discussion than would be happen through the minor technical process. In also, the Section 5 of LD 1578 would allow money from fees received by the state for waste disposal to be used to award grants for so-called recycling of CDD. I believe this really weakens the definition of recycling, even if that change of definition is particularly for this subsection. And I'm just curious if this could potentially set a precedent for this use of CDD material being officially considered recycling in other applications of regulations and grant making. And seeing as this would pull from the Municipal Solid Waste Fund that currently is going towards oversight and monitoring and protection for the local communities that host these facilities, right now that money has been decreasing. Maine already has a pretty limited amount of monitoring facilities. The facility in Plymouth, which processes organics materials, also has been mentioned. I know one of the issues there is apparently there's very limited testing wells. These sort of protections for communities that host waste facilities need to be in place and funded if we're going to be passing policy that's going to expand the amount and types of waste that could be coming into these facilities. Also, with organics, again, we're responding to something where other states are tightening up their laws and rules, discouraging the disposal of organics in landfills. Maine right now has more facilities that could potentially process these materials than much of any other surrounding New England state, and weaker rules than the surrounding New England states. So if we're going to be seeing more of these materials come into Maine, I think it's important that there be protections for the communities that host these facilities. They're going to be taking in increasing amounts of waste. And also, I think there should be a distinction between composting facilities that are handling only food wastes and some of the larger industrial scale facilities in the state, such as in Unity Plantation in Plymouth, that also process septage and sludge along with food waste, especially if we're looking at grants and encouraging expansion of the amount of materials going to these facilities. And I guess that's all for now, but I'd be happy to answer any questions, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Questions?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.